in 2025.
Yeah, that's right. Our new season starts in just January.
Why did we just do a season per year?
We do.
Wait, is that one of those vapes that has a screen on it?
But it's not like a phone screen, unfortunately.
I still haven't listened to any of your podcasts. I should.
It's, yeah, it's salacious at times. It doesn't have. Yeah. It just tells you how like, oh mama.
Why tastes like a Starburst?
Why gotta taste like a Starburst?
It actually doesn't taste like a Starburst. What does it taste like?
Mango.
Peach mango.
Peach mango.
Peach mango summer.
Oh,
ice.
Summer peach ice, bitch.
It's definitely like.
Why can't they just like? I want a hookah that's electric.
Oh
you know,
god,
like,
we should go.
Oh my god!
Is there like a
what are you up to?
Are they all like crazy? Like
there's one in the gamerhood. I don't know if it's good though.
Well, I'm not going tonight. So I have to go.
You
to
can.
Soon.
They have hookah at Dalek.
Oh yeah, that's right. You can sit at the bar and have an Ethiopian beer and smoke hookah.
Wait, we should next time you come. We should.
It sounds good. I would like to. A Dalek, the service is better and the food is not as good as
I like to learn South Street lunch, but it was called ghetto.
It was called ghetto? Or it was kind of
no,
ghetto?
No, it was kind of ghetto.
Is
oh.
this your class?
It was a little
not?
Scary. This is fine.
Well, I know, I'm just gonna.
People are like.
Wait.
Hedrick walks out.
Yeah, we're like the only. Like, we're like two white girls in there drinking.
Oh, check these sneakers out. Jamie has is revived there.
Oh my god, I was doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Feelas. I used to have some Feelas, but then the soul ripped away from the top.
I have some Feelas, and then this summer I got drunk and I took them off and I lost them. They're gone.
Jamie.
And then I fell asleep under a car in an alley. Yeah. I had a rat summer, okay?
Shit. Rat summer.
You had a rat summer.
No, and I didn't even get roofied that time.
Oh my god. Don't tell me about that.
I can't stop talking about it.
What?
Oh my god.
Can I have more vino, please?
Don't tell me about that shit.
Me too.
Yeah, where's the vino?
The vino for my farts? Thank you.
I'm done. I ate all the bread. You think I'm gonna get fat?
Oh, I've decided to get fat already. And I'm so excited. Look at this.
Someone else from high school texted me.
Who?
Anthony's sibling who got like hit by a streetcar or something.
You know, Anthony's sibling who tried to kill that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
That's the drama.
Why did
to kill who?
Why did they like
I don't know.
That's weird as shit.
Oh, that's trauma and drama.
Oh, we can't talk about it.
No, I think it's a long time ago. A friend of mine whose wedding I did not go to because I didn't want to go to Pittsburgh for very many reasons. Brother, sibling, whatever.
Transgender.
Brother.
I really made a mess.
But anyway, here's the thing, though. I sat at the, so this is the tea.
Like girls. Spill the tea, sister.
The tea is, I feel it through my
testify.
But anyway, so I sat at the for lunch for a period of time. I sat with all the trans kids, the transgenders, and the nerds. And then, but some of those nerds who would play GameCube on a tiny screen at the end of the lunch table during lunch, but fiercely defensive of this person who obviously tried to kill someone.
Tried to kill who?
A girl.
Just some girl.
But I think that she lived. Tried to kill. So she lived, I guess.
Attempted?
Yes, she is.
I think he got hit by the T or whatever. And
the
so he was fucked up. But anyway.
Is that why he tried to kill her?
No
friend?
Idea. I don't know why.
No,
someone. But I sat with the absolute rejects and the mental illness and the transgender. And so they all knew this person. Right. So they all knew this person. So some of them were like, I've been friends with this person for years. Like, I know. And this was the era of 2000 high school where people love to be like,
I know him. He would never do that.
Yes. But they also love to be like, you don't really know anyone. Anyone's capable of anything. People were either, it was two ends of a spectrum. It was that person would never.
I know him.
I know him.
He's my brother's best friend.
Right, exactly. And then the other end of the spectrum is people. It's like, well, just because you know someone doesn't mean you know them, and they could be a the killer.
And both of
them. He tried to be the killer.
The killer. You know, sometimes when I walk into a room, I try to embody the killer.
I try to embody the killer. But anyway. So I'd like to get that my was, body. That was a huge drama that people really didn't really need to talk about much. Wonder why.
But it was when you were in middle school.
Oh, I know. Yeah, but it's not like I didn't interact with this human.
Try to murder in middle school?
No. They were in high school. I was in middle school.
I mean, that was long before.
I know.
I'm trying to think about, like, what is, like, the big high school drama at my high school.
Oh, another kid. Oh, this is so dark. Same circle of friends. Connor's best friend in middle school killed himself accidentally by playing a choking game.
No, he did not.
There was a choking game death.
Was that Connor's friend?
Yeah. Choking game death. Geez. Choking game death.
There's this group of guys, and they would, like, go to each other's house, or one of the guys' house who had a hot tub, and, like, pulled each other under and see who could see. No, it was some sort of punishment, like if you lost like some bet or something.
Men need to be stopped.
Yeah. I also, in high school, I knew this person. I didn't know them that well because they were older than me and I was like a freshman or a sophomore.
So you were horny for
they me. Had, no, she was like, I don't know, sort of like shaped like a domino and had red hair. But anyway.
Who said Anna?
You know her. Oh. She, they had an indoor pool in their house, like in the basement.
Oh, shit.
It was crazy.
Why didn't I know that person? Like, I thought like I would probably know.
No. It was I went to prom my freshman year because I was I didn't have a lead, but I had parts, and so I had some.
Well, you went with one of the twins.
The triplets.
Triplets, sorry.
The Mormon triplets?
Triplets.
But no, that was my sophomore. Triplets. That was my sophomore year.
Italian. And they have Italians in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Bloomfield. The Pittsburgh is all ethnic. It's just chopped
big
up.
Time. Big time, yeah.
It's so
sexy. Italian Polish. Neighborhood, black neighborhood, Polish neighborhood, Spanish neighborhood. It's chopped up by the highways and the bridges. It seems like everything's connected, but really it's not.
Would
because there ain't much of a difference between a bridge and a wall.
Kill yourself on purpose.
Would you?
And I think you lot. Okay, can you let me finish? Can you let me do what I need to do? Would you rather kill yourself on purpose and people lie and say that you killed yourself and then like the choking game? Or you kill yourself in the choking game and they lie and say you killed yourself on purpose?
Mama, I don't know because I think it was sexual reasons. I think it was
is it autoerotic?
But also, there is autoerotic asphyxiation, but then there's also just the high you get when you restrict blood flow, like oxygen to your brain, and then suddenly,
That's why people like to do during sex.
Yeah, it was like fun. It was like getting high. It's like just fucking drink a beer, bitch. Like get over it.
Just do meth like the rest of us.
Just smoke some weed in the movie theater and do some oral sex with your partner.
Is anyone interested?
Yeah.
Oh,
I do.
So I have fuck. What was I gonna say?
Potty.
Yeah, we'll go smoke outside.
We were just talking about. The killer.
What was the most scandalous thing that happened in your high school?
I honestly can't
remember. Oh, the list. I'm sure. I was in middle school. All the drama happened when I was in middle school. There was this thing called The List, which was pre-Facebook. And it was a collaborative project between many boys in the high school.
Oh,
where
they
would rag hotness.
Oh, yeah.
This happens at every school.
Yeah, people do that in my school.
But there was a huge freak out about it.
There was, in my middle school, the girls did that, not about the boys who were dateable. Well, it had the boys and, like, who was cute and stuff, but it also had, like, rankings of all the girls.
Yeah.
And, and then that caused drama, but it was,
mine,
it was like that, but Amplified were, like, a girl's nude to get...
Oh, I heard about the nudes too.
That would happen at like the public school that I didn't go to.
But, you were
private school. Private school girly. Blair Waldorf.
Oh, you went to private school? Was it
religious? Yes, no.
Don't you mean?
It was a Lake Ridge Academy.
It was in. If you went to the public school in Ohio,
you were.
Mama, poor.
I mean.
Poor.
You wouldn't have been screwed.
Or Munchausen's by proxy. That girl.
Rip. We shall not speak of that right now.
That's fair.
Hit him.
Love you. Wait, so Vince said he didn't like your singing voice?
What?
No, not exactly.
Vince said what?
He didn't like your voice.
Yeah, he said
I'm
that
he thinks this doesn't mean anything right now. It's just half of a key.
This isn't even my key, mama.
Yeah, no, that's I accidentally broke my key, and then I made Mika give me hers.
Well, I don't think it's worth anything.
Yeah, no, you can throw it away. It cut my fingers up a little bit, but
actually, Ben said we were driving in the car and I was singing an aria from Lucia de Lammermoor.
Of course.
And he was like, actually, I think your voice is ugly and I think you deserve to go die in hell.
Yep. You're full of shit.
That's not true.
He would not say that to you.
He did say it.
Does he say
that? That's a lie, bitch. That sounds like that's something you would say to yourself, bitch.
I would say that to myself.
Ben, no.
But am I not allowed to slander my own boyfriend on my own podcast?
Slander. Oh, right, right, right.
Or is it libel? It's slander if it's spoken, right?
No, truth cannot be libel, so. It is libel. That's like.
I want to yank on her tail real bad.
Mama, you yanked on my tail. Get over it.
I love doing that. Bring that over here.
Middle school girl.
And then we can. Flick your bra straps.
Yeah.
I love middle school sexually harassing you.
Snap my bra strap.
Snap your bra strap, scoop your head, and then pull out your hair.
I was like, oh my god.
I wish I could show them off more, but.
Yeah, you gotta get some. We should go shopping.
We need to get. I'm gonna get these piercings.
Is that a good idea?
Is it a bad idea?
I think that I'm gonna put a hold on that. Until you can show me that you can keep your hair from getting matted.
That's fair.
I think fine. That's fair, right? Okay, did you so see? You didn't
listen.
See how it was last time.
Yeah, I did. A little part of it.
She was
oh, yeah, the right for a pig. No.
I
oh.
My hair's been like that before, too. Like, I get it.
Okay.
We don't judge. I mean, I judge.
We listen and we don't judge.
We listen and we do judge. You know, sometimes you have to judge your friends.
When I was in elementary school, I ate not one, not two, but probably 3 to 4 milk bones. Full.
What?
Milk bones.
Mama, you say this like this is a past thing.
We listen
like, I saw
we
you munching on milk bones yesterday. Nom, nom, nom. Me once!
Is that your precious snack, Hannah?
Well,
that,
you see, I was an neglected
child. Is
that vegetarian?
Choke me. Choke
me. Dog food.
I didn't. Because I didn't have a dog.
I was like, why do you want to eat that?
Well, I had pizza.
Some kids want to be a dog. That's why they eat it.
Bark, bark. Yeah.
Would you accept me if I were a dog? Would you accept me if I were a dog?
Yeah. Dirty dog. What are you doing? Oh my god. That's like the middle schoolers who
are
furries.
Yo, you gotta, you have to hang out. Mala would fucking love these two. Literally would love these two.
Oh, don't put all of them in there, mama. You're not gonna.
What if I threw up on your hands?
I would scream and slap you, and then kiss you.
Aww. We're kind of. I'm feeling a little manic right now.
We're giving insufferable manic pussy to you all.
You people.
No, don't you spit in my mouth.
Can you make a bubble? That picture of Kate with a bubble. Kate Apple.
Oh, so funny.
What was that?
It was
like 15 years ago.
It was forever ago, I think.
In a different timeline when we were both men.
Kate was in at NYU.
Yeah.
Hi, beautiful lady.
And sent me a Snapchat.
Oh, don't love me anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
Of her, like,
of her with a huge bubble.
Of spit.
And then
obvious.
0 miles per hour, and the caption was, "I need a hobby."
Okay. I need a Hobby Lobby, if you know what I mean.
I need a
Have
Liberta Herberta.
Have you seen her recent paintings?
Yeah, you showed me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm glad that...
And I'm like, well, okay, so she stopped because she had October. And I said, Kate, where are some more? I mean, she's really kind of interesting stuff.
Well, I said, yeah, interesting what you're coming back and forth to in the artistic practice because... Kate used to draw illustrations incredibly
God.
When
all the
like
time.
Younger, of course. I'm sure
and that's
that
why she has so many tattoos
because
she used to draw them all over.
Well, same.
Know.
everything, you know? I mean,
I did as well. I was that way.
But
did y'all see the two new pictures of the killer?
Which killer? The killer. Oh,
the killer. No, there's one where his eyebrows look really good.
Next, you better leave Hallmark before you get butt on a list.
Oh, yeah, they do.
The UHC.
Well, there's a connection there for me. So
I also have a work connection, so.
So here's the connection.
Well, she works at Hallmark, which is an insurance company.
Right, but the connection is.
Never mind, go ahead.
So, United Healthcare bought the company that I used to work for called
NaviHealth.
Why can't they come up with better names for these places?
I know.
Anyway, so they bought them like a year ago.
Oh, dang, okay.
And what has happened since then is that there's been a lot of, there's actually been lawsuits against NaviHealth and what the predictive tool they used was, which is different than when I was working for them.
Interesting. They changed
it? I don't know because I don't work there anymore.
Right.
But in any event, so
they turned evil.
Me, if I were a health insurance company, but I was evil.
No,
oh wait,
okay,
it's the same
stop,
thing.
Stop. So anyway,
so true.
Don't tell her to stop. You should support your daughter. Don't say no. Say yes. Say yes to life.
She's telling
yes
a story, also, girl.
Yes.
Okay.
So. Anyway, so there's some. Situations around that.
Yeah. Law stuff, legal
also,
stuff.
So the current CEO who is also
of
been,
NaviHealth or of,
no,
of UHC?
Of, you know, healthcare has also been allegedly insider trading.
Oh.
Isn't everyone insider trading? Not like everyone, but isn't everyone that high up insider trading?
Yeah, so there's so many different pieces
that's
to
why
it. And then there's so much shit on TikTok going on about, you know, denials of
not her getting these
stuff. Which so it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean,
we
don't do that. I mean, we definitely don't do that in terms of because I'm right there. But it's quite interesting. And one of the guys that just came to work for us from Navi had told me shortly after he
like
came
Timotei?
That there's these
who's
lawsuits.
Timotei?
Chalamet. Timothée Chalamet.
Oh. Is your ring not connected to the eye?
It's not a infinity ring. It has a gap. Or it's just like a piece of metal.
Oh, gotcha. I was right.
I usually put it up.
Anyway. But so that's kind of
interesting.
There's so many different.
So I saw. I mean, who knows?
Know.
But like, I saw someone I follow on Twitter was like, "Oh, previously being denied for cancer healthcare coverage after the killer, days later, the United came back, no PTP.
Oh yeah, for sure. There's gonna
they're
be
like,
there's gonna be a difference in stuff. Now, again, that's all anecdotal.
Right.
You have to be the person that like said, oh, this wasn't covered before and now it's covered. But there's so much shit out there. It's what's really the truth of the matter. You don't
what
really
what is the
know.
Truth?
It's like
yeah.
We're left side, right side, somewhere in the middle.
All we know is that the killer.
Well, and the dude.
I know he fucks with the dolls.
The thing is that the most shares of that company are owned by Vanguard and BlackRock, who William worked for initially.
BlackRock.
Anyway, so, and they all have to have their numbers met. So there's a lot of manipulation.
Oh, yeah, I
shit.
Bet. I bet it's legal, too, in some ways.
And, you know, I mean, William
they could probably
justify, yeah. So, but anyway.
No, William's being a homesteader out in fucking.
But anyway, so.
Colorado.
Would you like an Altoid?
A freshener.
I know what that
a mood freshener.
Yeah, it's so I have so many patients who are mid clinic care and like at the point where they're starting to get
like
better
smoke,
and then
so.
Like insurance won't approve anymore.
Oh, that's what happened to me for
so,
for
yeah,
PT.
Well,
so many patients and I'm like,
well,
this just makes it not good for me and also not good for the patient.
You can't do your job as a healer. But also yeah.
They're doing math on
their
mom.
Limited
that's not
number
enough.
Of anyway.
Yeah, but sometimes people do more than the limited number that's given.
Correct.
Based on the patient they have.
Correct.
So that's why I don't understand why it's even like predetermined for things like
and
how that's
complicated and, you know, the thing is, so, yeah, you know, it's a boutique. You're like, okay, we're going to do these number treatments. You have to do your stuff home.
You have to do some people may not get better than that.
But they don't do their stuff
home. Or then they have one thing that they come and they say, this happens a lot for people. They say, I have neck pain, I have back pain. I say, take one. Sometimes you can do both of them, but not all the time.
Right.
And then, like, they use their back pain. They use all the PT visits on back pain. And then, well, sorry, you can't pay your neck pain treatment now because you're out of business.
I mean, this is a rich person who is, like, has trust fund money, sits around all day doing nothing. They will not get better if they don't have enough things. Even if they're not doing that at home, how is healthcare working if they don't get better? You know, like, at the end of the day, we need to give people healthcare without judgment on their actions outside of healthcare.
But they
have to participate. Yeah, for PC,
Well, like, we need to be serving people. Like, it's like with mental health care, like, we can't just, like, pick and choose who gets.
There's also simple,
simple solutions. But still, you're doing this stuff at home. It's still not getting better.
Yeah,
there's single payer.
There's simple solutions to that problem. Like, some people have, some people are inpatient. And they have a PT going every day or whatever.
Oh yeah, this
then
is
there are some people who show up once a week and it's not getting better. But there's very few, a lot of
no
sectors,
industry.
Exactly, a lot of sectors of the healthcare industry, there's a gap between outpatient and inpatient, especially in behavioral healthcare, where if someone needs a lot of help but they shouldn't be in the hospital because
yeah.
that's not going to improve their outcome, where do they go? They go live with their parents, and they do outpatient,
yeah.
and it sucks, and they never get better.
Yeah.
You're talking about Donnie?
It's the same exact thing in PT, because a lot of times people's inpatient, insurance either won't justify their staying there, or they're doing well enough where they can't function at home.
Well, and that's where, like, PT is very similar to, like, behavioral and mental health care, where it is about rehabilitation, about getting someone to the point where they can live on their own.
Yeah, it's the same thing as mental health.
Yeah.
Or the same concept.
Yeah.
Your own, or do you want to split one?
Those shoes are so comfy, though.
I know, I love those Filas. I used to have a tan pair, but I wore them to death and they fucked up. They were fucked.
What color would you want to get next?
I don't know. Maybe like white or black.
Cunty.
Probably not white because dirty.
The monochrome shoes are so... I had a pair of cream Hokas for a season, and the first few times I wore them out.
You were like,
a
bitch, you can't fuck with me.
If you wanted to. I have a pair of white Air Force Ones that I will wear, like, very occasionally. And with, like, to not crease them. You know,
okay,
respect the shoe.
Bitch.
But
those do you, at least she doesn't, what's the Golden
basic,
Goose? Grey Goose?
Oh, the Golden Goose shoes?
Yeah, yeah.
Those are, like, rich.
Yeah, I keep seeing, there's this girl who does on TikTok and Instagram, Destiny something, who does, like, she, like, does, like, breaks down what sorority girls are wearing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's like, oh, this is Van Cleef, $700.
Van Cleef
David Yurman, $300. Like, Free People, $30.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I like those videos.
But I bought so many clothes last Monday, on Urban Outfitters. 50% off everything.
Damn.
In cart. 50% off sale, sorry. And then the rest was, like, 40% off.
Yeah.
So I
love the way the smoke is like. Ooh.
It's not too windy, so it's hanging. White girls will wear white Air Force Ones, but they will be dirty, crappy, creased, fucked the hell up.
But
I wear them with respect. Mm. I don't crease my shoes.
Out to the bars, so they get soft.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like knowing. Well, I don't know. Like, sneaker culture is interesting because it's like. Everyone wears fucking shoes. Everyone wears sneakers. But, like, there's this kind of, like, subsector that is specific.
I mean, I just accept that they're going to get dirty.
Oh, these will get dirty.
Yeah.
But
my shoes are fucked up.
When did you get those, Jamie?
Literally yesterday.
Buffalo Exchange with me.
Oh, really?
there.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Bitch, we gotta take you.
You have to take some time. Oh, next time I come to Philly, we should do a whole shopping and food.
So I was saying we should go to brunch and then we should get piercings. Oh, and I'll see your piercings.
Yes.
I think we should go shopping after.
Should I get a cartilage piercing? Well, are you gonna get one?
Yeah, I have two cartilage and then I have my threes. I want to get one more, maybe my tragus. I don't know.
Do you get migraines?
No.
The tragus is supposed to help with the migraine.
No, that's your this one.
It's a different one.
Yeah, the conch.
The conch?
I think. I could be wrong. But I'm pretty sure it's the conch.
Conk. You look like you live in Berlin right now. Very cunty.
What the? Yes, my name is Vanna, and I live in Berlin.
You have the ripped black skinny jeans and the cargo jacket.
And
the
feel
like that jacket. I would steal that.
This
it's
is
a
Anna's.
Good one. It's,
oh,
a,
really?
It's vintage German camo.
Okay, Germany.
Got it at fucking Goodwill. I'm the... Oh, I... Y'all,
okay, she haunts the Goodwill.
I haunt the Goodwill.
She's doing your laundry, I can't.
I can't do laundry.
I said I should have brought my clothes over so you could do them.
Yes, literally.
I had a...
I can no longer
do I went
do
to
Philly 8
Thrift today.
You,
oh,
did?
You did? How was it?
Huge W for me.
What'd you get? Did you get something for me?
Yeah, a thick list score thing. Okay, maybe then if you don't want it, then you can have the other book.
No, take them both. I just thought you would have got me something cute to wear.
The other book is about Schumann.
Ew, I fucking hate books.
Wait, Jimmy, what's
he jumped in a river.
What?
What sex are you?
I think these are 10s. You want to try them on?
Women's 10s?
Yeah. They're a little small.
I'm a 6, so.
Try them on, though. Yeah, you're going to be way too small. But
they
honestly,
had some cunty shoes there that were size 6.
Oh my god,
yeah,
I would love.
I should have I'm a size 6'7".
Honestly, I feel like it'd be fun to shop with Hannah because you would be able to wear all the things that I would want to wear.
Oh, fully.
Wait, oh, can I be your stylist?
Yes, I need that because I like needy
personal
clothes,
shopper.
But I like, I'm so bad at shopping and I also don't like shopping. Yeah, I love Fila's.
Those are cute.
I
yeah, just
junk.
Give me like, if, send me like 5 pictures of someone who's styled.
Okay.
Or just like send me someone on Instagram
well,
to style.
Well,
or
that's what
Mala
does. She'll go to thrift stores and she'll, I'll just like go visit her and she's like, oh, I bought these clothes for you because I need clothes.
I love to shop, and I don't need to be wearing them.
Well, and I can
keep
an eye out for anything. Like, what kind of garments are you, like, in the, like,
I
looking
need,
for?
Like, cute. No, I'm good, actually. Thank you. Any new cute shirts, something going out, some for,
Subversive
like,
basics.
A nice dinner.
And,
like
what colors
light.
Do you like?
Nothing, not, like, not white, not, like, a light pink, because I feel like it'll wash me out. Something for the less pale skin.
Jewel and then like a deeper... The dress you wore in that picture where you looked like the emoji.
You look like... Ugh, you gave that dancing girl...
That was Rebecca's dress. She was giving me shit about Miranda. I got makeup on the dress. She goes, you bitch, you better pay me $100. I said,
are you fucking
money,
kidding
bitch.
Me?
No, I'm not paying you shit. Yeah, more. I guess more like
that's
deeper
so
colors. I also like darker greens. I feel like they look good on me.
Yes, yeah. Mm. So like the color needs to be like. I don't want to say
like
you
I
don't
like
anything
color.
Too bold or garish.
Mm. Well, saturated but not light. Not like a hello.
I like any color really, as long as it doesn't look bad on me.
You don't
like,
want
not,
like
I don't hate.
Is she pissing?
You don't need... You
hey,
don't,
little girl!
Like, not like a cream, orange,
oh, no.
Or a pink. Like, not sherbet colors, but like...
Yeah, not an orange.
And
deeper,
not pastels either.
Not like a
they're
lime green either.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, those are...
I mean, honestly, you
but
would
yeah.
kind of serve in
but
these.
These are cute, though.
Yeah.
Not for shoes is different.
Shoes is different.
Shoes is different. Shoes is different.
I like naturals, too. Like a brown and a black.
Like
what? Okay, so. Do you have like your own ideal outfit? Cause like for me, I know what my like kind of ideal outfit is. It's kind of like a slutty baby tee, flare pants, and then like some
like
kind
that.
Of platform
yeah.
shoe.
A feature
I'm definitely
shoe.
With you on the platform shoe. You need a platform shoe. I don't know. Probably like jeans that look a good pair of jeans. And like,
what cut do you like? Well, jeans are something
not,
we would have to go shopping
yeah,
for together.
No, I don't want. I don't need.
Well,
to
we
like
should go
thrift
together.
Shop jeans, but yeah,
she want
to
go back inside. Yeah.
My only problem is that I just need to put like $300 aside to like buy myself clothes for a year. You know.
Yeah,
what
you
I
know,
also do?
Buffalo Exchange. It. I like it because. If you spend some time in the store, you're likely
that's
to find
problem.
A few things that
I'm, like, in there for 10 minutes, I'm overwhelmed in thrift stores, and then I'm like, get me out
they're
of here.
Pretty organized, and it's so I usually go to the things that I know are gonna be my size, and then I'll like, you know, sort of like drift into like the men's tees to see if there's any like, if there's like a Laia tee or something, like something cool. Something cool, like a cigarette, half a
what I would say is the anything that the thing that I'm looking for, I will go through anywhere that could possibly have and just look at every single garment.
Yeah.
And pick any, like what you need to do is to be willing, you don't have to do this for every rack. You need to pick a type of garment. So if I'm doing pants, I'll go through men's and women's pants. And I'll look through every single one, and that's where I'll cull. And I'll maybe get three pairs. And if any of them are good. No, but it's like you really have to. And the other thing is, if you wouldn't wear it, you shouldn't get it. You know, like,
that's my
like
problem.
It's like.
I have like a bad clothes, but I don't wear them.
And I still struggle with that, especially with Depop. I'll get something that I want, and I'm like, this is a beautiful garment. But you can't try it on there, and it's really dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, you need to know. Like, I mean, knowing what you would wear, but honestly, the part of knowing your style is, like, kind of knowing your, what your uniform is, I think. Like, so for me, like, I feel like I have a kind of good idea of, like, the kind of silhouettes that work on my body. Like, because, like, I do have, like, a waist. Like, anything that, like, hides my belly area actually, like, looks pretty good. So something that's, like, tight up here, like, even though I have,
yeah,
like, fatty,
like, that black
like tits.
Hey,
those...
Green.
They're Jamie's. Oh, they're Jamie's. I'm like, where did they come from?
I love
Would you like a little?
No, thank you. I'm good.
You don't want to get cross-faded before work?
No.
Yeah. You don't want to go to the white party diva?
The Folsom diva?
Hold on, I'm going to empty this.
empty where?
Into the garbage inside.
Yeah, going to my chat.
My third eye.
Pissed on.
Have y'all seen
those videos?
Five words
Hold
would
on.
You use to describe
those
your...
videos where they puncture a vein in your forehead and
no,
it, the blood pours out?
Oh, that can't be real. Oh,
oh, it's real.
For what purpose?
It's
to relieve pressure.
Relax.
What are we talking about? For what purpose?
No, we're talking about Hannah's style, and I'm having fun.
I don't even know.
Like
how
what? What five words would you use to describe what you would want? Or like people. Who?
What are we talking about?
We're talking about her style. Fashion.
Like,
fashion.
Was it like
like, who are your
key,
style icons?
We're talking about like,
it's like
shopping.
It's like low,
oh,
low key.
Okay. Kind of like casual,
yeah,
basic,
yeah,
but like elevated.
Yeah,
yes.
Low,
where I can go out but still be comfortable and look like I'm not like fancy.
And then, and how weird do you like to get? Like, just a little
I
weird?
I can get moderate.
Can
mm-hmm.
I have a little...
Like,
one of your Marlboro,
like moderately,
you know,
weird.
I don't know if you're gonna like it.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna cut it off because I'm not smoking the whole damn thing. But that's okay.
Just like smoke half of it, and I'll smoke the rest.
Okay.
Anyway, so what? I'm searching for the word because it's not like it's not low key.
Like, look at the clothes that order.
It's not professional.
Urban Outfitter. I'll show you.
It's not. Professional,
no,
but it is put together, but it's
a whiff of
that.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Comfortable.
That's, okay, that's how I describe my work clothes. Yes, it's like very business casual, but also comfortable.
So for me, I need to be able, like, the things that I really want to wear are things, they don't have to be like super loosey goosey, but I need to be able to feel good.
Okay, and this is what I got mostly for like going out and like casual like things.
What? I honestly feel like she's what this. I if I were a cis woman, I would dress like you because like I wouldn't have to dress weird
Love
to
you.
Look cute. Like we wait, can we get you
Let's
like
see.
A velvet tracksuit? Would you wear that?
You would style, Mama.
I would love that we wear velvet tracksuit.
Mama, just let me.
Madonna stunts a new
I'm
selfie.
I'm gonna pee in my pants.
Here.
Hold on, here. Let me.
Oh,
see.
I'll show you.
I got.
I took myself shopping on Cyber Monday. I need new clothes.
I don't know why that y'all laughed at that so much. Rude, first of all. Rude!
I don't know if I can slay that.
No,
I would wear a tracksuit. I would wear a
tracksuit,
but I don't think velvet.
No.
Not velour.
No, like the purple one in the dryer.
I lost
the
email.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
You wouldn't wear this.
No.
What about like
not
a Juicy
Prince.
Couture?
No, I don't. I just don't think velvet's.
What about this?
I would wear like... Yeah, like, that's a cuter, but, like, I still wouldn't wear it. Not with the logo on the front.
Oh, you don't like logos?
No.
I'm not into logos.
I get that.
I do like some logos if I feel like.
Well, like, I have, like, some shirts that are, like.
ABU.
Let me speak.
I'm just, like, being really.
I have a, like, a black t-shirt that's. I got for, like, $3 at Goodwill, this Guess brand. And it has a logo, but it's also in black, and it's just threaded. So it's like a triangle that says Guess, but it's it fades into the shirt because it's
artistic.
There's like four things.
Because it's embroidered on there, but in black thread. So it's a black t-shirt.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is kind of giving like Daphne chic.
What kind of denim do you like?
Well, I didn't know there to be cuts.
No, it's just like black, white. Like, what colors do you like? Do you like it ripped?
Black and
what fit
ripped.
Do you like?
Black and blue. Jean color. They could be light or dark.
And then
gloss.
Accessory wise,
that's
what
cute.
Do you?
Those are
skinny,
all cute.
Skinny flare.
Very cute.
Loose boyfriend.
Very cute.
Loose boyfriend flare.
High waist.
Very
low
cute.
Waist.
Yeah,
high waist.
That,
mid.
That's you, Annie.
I think you could rock low waisted.
Well, guess who sent me half of these, Mala? She said there's a sale going on at her mouth. If she should get clothes, I said, fuck.
We went to Anthropology.
Anthropology.
For our tapes.
Can I have a puff?
Yeah, Anthropology, yeah.
We went to Anthropology for...
Oh, no, I'm in on the SIG, but...
Oh.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
It was pretty grim, actually. We had a lot of
so
material.
Bad.
It was bad.
Some Anthropology
not, it's just
is
like a bummer. It's just like not
strong.
It was so. It was very cringe.
It was
the
so
cringe.
Well,
20 for 21 three years
is
ago.
Very skinny. Like
what?
I can't fit in Anthropology.
Can you just bring me my glass?
Yeah.
Like no, the Anthropology is not. Yeah, I bought one pair of pants there that I had that I spilled some fucking Clorox on. And I hate it. God damn it. It's a wide leg. They had buttons. They were great, but I spilled some fucking Clorox on them. I had to throw them away. I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
Damn it.
But yeah, so it's I find it hard to shop in stores where stuff is new. I feel like I tend not to find things that I like.
Do you have any brands that you do like?
I don't really care much about brands. If it's cute and it looks good on me.
Okay,
I'll
so
wear
you
it.
But you don't have any.
I'm not like loyal.
Do you have any?
To
well,
one.
Like I mean, like needs. So, like so for me, I'm not loyal to any brand, but I do have brands that consistently
like
make things that I like.
Oh,
and I'm trying to.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I love.
I like Urban Outfitters, but I go to Free People. I like it, but it's usually too expensive for me.
And
other
no,
than that, I literally my last few batches of clothes I've got have been from like TJ Maxx.
And then shoes,
Philly
shoes
so,
and purses.
There's a few places the bags at Philly thrift are kind of bad, but the clothing there's a lot of vintage stuff that's actually pretty cool, and it's not all garish. It's like there's toned down stuff and there's toned up stuff at Philly thrift. Wouldn't you say Buffalo Exchange is more concise?
Buffalo
like,
Exchange is also very
I've
trendy.
I've been to Philly a couple times before.
What do you think of like this? Is this like a little too drab? A little too prudish?
Yeah, like, no, I don't like that. Maybe in like middle school. You know.
Well, I'm just trying to get a vibe.
But
oh my
like,
god! Oh my god!
But I feel like
I have to pee too.
Do you want to go upstairs?
No, wait.
Leave me alone. I feel like we need to. Don't let Hannah listen to this. Hannah, don't listen. I feel like we need to make her style a little weirder.
I agree, but I think we're like. More advanced.
No, like, God bless her, and she's where she is in her style journey. You know what? We don't need to make her anything. I would like to dress her up in, like, head-to-toe diesel.
Yeah, I think that would be
oh,
very...
Oh,
JNCO jeans. Like.
Just, like, I feel like if she got a little grungy or a little, like, kind of, like, cyberpunky, like the Subversive Basic, the jewelry, like, Kali Uchis.
Oh, yeah.
I think those are she would look good in them, but it's all about what she feels good in, because that's like, I mean, that's what the truth is.
True.
What makes you feel the most yourself?
And that's how you move forward through the journey as well.
Yeah. Well, do you think that I would be a good stylist or no?
Yeah. I think that... Well,
bro, if you want to tell me, let's go shopping, because I feel like I need someone to be like, yeah, that's you, that looks good on you, buy that, because otherwise I'm like, I don't know, I'm really worried.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know.
I mean, I also, when I'm shopping, I try and,
I don't overdo it. If I found one thing I like, that's, I don't need to get anything else. Yeah. I'll keep looking, but like going shopping and getting one thing, you're that's like those. I got those shoes after I saw them.
This is a big win.
Like after I saw them, I was like, I don't need anything else. Yeah. Like these shoes, this is enough.
No, yeah, I feel that. That's how I like would be.
Have you tried out Depop?
No.
I would look there, maybe. What you should do, yeah. I should say, like, because, like, if I could get a sense of what you like on there.
Then you'll send me things.
Yeah, then I'll send you things. It's a good place for accessories. What about bags? Are you a bag person?
Not really. Anything that I won't lose at the bar when I'm drunk.
Oh, okay.
My kind of bag.
Mm-hmm. You like the, do you like the crossbody?
Yeah.
You could rock that, yeah.
Yeah, I wear my fanny all the time. That's, like, the only bag I use. I have other bags. I just, like, I'm scared to wear them because
I have my, like, cartoon character bag, which is that Hello Kitty one. You've never seen me without it.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone has, like, a cartoon character outfit that is, like, what would you wear if, like, the artist said, are you wearing the same thing every single time? Like, what is that outfit for you?
If what?
Like, sorry. What is, like, the outfit, like, where, like, where you, like, oh, thank you. What is it?
Just taste it.
I was a junior man.
But
I was so scared. I thought you were like, I was gonna be like a chocolate covered raisin or something. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like chocolate covered raisin.
And how's peppermint? Mm. I know.
So what?
I'm at Lidl today.
Lidl.
So I'm asking Lidl. Hannah this, but it's a good question for everyone. Like, what is your?
Like, this is cute.
Ooh, like a little like.
Like I like cropped shirts.
Kind of like you like a little like homey too.
I guess.
But it's a sweater.
I'm also shopping in winter time though, so it's different than like summer vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
This is what I've observed, but I'm interested to hear how you would edit the description. Low key, a saturated figure. Mm-hmm. Not obscuring, but hugging.
Yes.
With the occasional, like, flourish or detail, but it's, like...
Yeah,
but it's subtle.
Minimal. Chill. Like,
yeah.
Minimal, mm-hmm. but some detail.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a piping, or it's like a nice, what? Like, something well...
I thought you were smoking the filter.
Simply designed, but also...
it's the
joint. Also, you're fucking stupid.
But not, like... But the thing is, we're also, like...
Jamie's so sassy.
I like the thrift stuff because you can find some more interesting stuff. You can try things for less money.
Yeah.
And
true.
And you're more like in vintage clothing, you're more like to find more unique, but still toned down detail in clothing. And oftentimes it's better made and lasts longer than like
sausage.
Yeah.
This was like, I don't know. There's something at the Christmas village that smells nasty AF. And Christmas? If there is not yet a war on Christmas, which I don't believe there is, I'm gonna start it. I am anti-Christmas. Let me just say that. I'm sorry, I'm mad. I'm heated. I'm hot.
Why?
Because that fucking Christmas village smelled so nasty.
Oh.
It's sauerkraut and underwear. I don't know.
Yeah, sauerkraut, yeah.
They're mixing, they're cleaning the underwear and the sauerkraut mix. They're like...
No, they have to use the terrible smell from the underwear. They boil it and they funnel that gas.
Yeast infection. You know what that means? I'm baking.
Shit.
You want one more?
Oh my god. Oh yeah, yo.
How do you feel about Uggs?
I love Uggs. I don't have any though.
Would you get like sparkly Uggs?
No.
Would you get a different color?
I wouldn't get sparkly Ugg. I have yellow Ugg boots, which I bought years ago at TJ Maxx.
Are you a Maxinista?
Yes.
There's somewhat Maxinistas.
Philly is bad. TJ Maxx is so bad.
What about a Nordstrom Maxinista?
Oh, I haven't really been, enough to say.
Yeah, I
went there once. I didn't find anything.
Yeah, I have the trouble. I very rarely go. I only ever really go to Marshall's or TJ Maxx to steal makeup these days.
Ooh. Gonna make a list.
100%.
be more older, I think.
I live in Frederick where there are no security guards and nobody cares because the demographic is that people are going to go and pay for it anyway. So.
I need some magic potion. Can you get me some more? Because I'm running out. I need a lip plumper.
I need some more.
No, did you not promote taking shit from...
She has a wholesaler. She's a beauty supply store. Bitch, we should start a store.
I want to, but it's hard. I bet.
What will we sell? Business is hard. Our bodies.
Well, I think it should be
our minds. I'm a courtesan. Boom,
well, here's the thing. I'm so fucking excellent, and I haunt the Goodwills. We could have a unique thrift, upscale vintage thrift store that also it has some service. Like, I don't know.
Oh, a glory hole, a G hole in the back.
Yeah, make it gay. Make it fun.
I was gonna say makeup, but
I was saying we could like sell like erotic novels. Let's sell erotica there.
Oh, we could sell rare
Let's start
vintage
a porn
books.
Star.
Yes.
What did I just say?
A
rare
porn
vintage
star?
Books.
A porn book. Porn DVDs.
Well, see, here's the thing. So
sell porn on flash
how
drives.
Is it gonna be different and better than Giovanni's Herb?
Because I'm gonna sell porn on flash drives.
Mama flash drives, I love that.
It just
Check Hunter label 52 gigabytes.
No, it's just gonna be by category: bareback, rough, BDSM,
raw,
married couple,
couples, step mom.
It's night vision, and you can see that his buddy is robbing me.
Exactly.
I'm gonna steal these.
I just think that like
if you
a
do,
store.
I'll
kill
you.
Store. I would enjoy that. Curating and having like the occasional small appliance or like vintage, like some like I could there could be a corner of the store that's just
you're
like,
enough of a hoarder that you could just start this online store.
Let's relax there for a second on that. I corner of the store could be
I'm a hoarder
just
too.
Fiesta wear. Like
why would you sell Fiesta wear? Are you trying to collect Fiesta wear?
Yeah, but I have so much of it.
You're like I need to go.
And I find vintage
okay,
stuff.
You're
I find,
not a...
Listen, I find vintage Fiesta items that the
give
stores don't know are Fiesta. And so they sell for like a dollar.
Oh.
Stroke it.
It's hard.
Stroking off. She beef on my...
Wait, will you?
She's stroking on my beef till I'm off.
Ooh. Oh. The real thing can't do this anymore. No, I'm just kidding. I can still get hard, kind of.
Same.
I don't know why I would be able to.
Well, there's a lot of emotions.
You know, when
in.
But
also, like,
when you get
pregnant,
it's hard to get
it would
have
be,
an erection.
It
anymore.
Would be fun to find bare items like clothing, like this jacket, for example, which is very fashionable, but in fact cost me less than $5. But
oh, really?
If we like
an upsell from
if
the place,
we like
rewaxed
it or something,
will.
and like hung it,
actually refurbished.
If you hung stuff,
hang
fixing stuff, and you hang. Let's relax, okay? And you hang stuff sparsely, people will be like, oh, wow, they have this week.
Oh,
like,
true.
I need to
the
grab that.
Items.
If there's
oh,
too
like
much
the
shit
Venus
in
on
there.
The half shell store, kinda.
Yeah, I love that place. But there,
is
there's
place?
One good store in Frederick. Well, there's also a toy store there.
Frederick.
Like, but.
I'll go to Frederick. We should go to Frederick.
Road trip,
like
bitch.
Airbnb. That way you
far.
Don't have to stay
through. I know, right?
Donnie, who boils beef and milk and then pours
so
it all down
evil.
The sink. That's
so
all he does. He spends his day he's sitting over the pot with his
beef
underwear
and
beef and milk.
Smoking cigarette butt falls into the milk.
He says,
does
ooh,
he
some seasoning.
Or he just does that?
Girl, who...
He's
making
hamburger apple, but...
Oh.
We're so...
That sounds healthy.
He has a nutritionist now, Bill, because I think because there's a scale and there's diet soda in the fridge.
Oh.
His journey.
And I oop.
But, so if you have a store that has different sections, you can have...
Wait, that's so funny.
You can...
She's been killing me.
She's living her
this
journey
like
fiercely.
Really funny. Wait, what else did you say? She said something funny earlier. Not when we were in the car. And the car was really funny, but...
Anna literally.
I said that there were skeletal
like,
trans girls at the.
No, but, no, she didn't just say skeletal. She used some word before it.
Soften it.
Near skeletal.
Near skeletal trans
men.
That's
so funny.
Well, all of them were thin at that table.
Yeah, I guess.
Anna is back in tragically. Not me. anorexia.
Oh, and the Anna.
It has
Anna.
Been back since Anna Kachina.
My friend Anna.
It's been back since Ariana Grande.
Oh my god. I'm worried about her.
Her and fucking...
Carly Rae Jepsen.
We saw Carly Rae Jepsen at the...
Yeah, she looks great.
She looks skeletal.
I just feel like women need to be so thin in order, it's not...
That's the substance, mama.
That is the substance. Oh, the substance.
The substance. We love the substance.
The substance.
every reel that I send to them, the substance. This is the substance. So, like, when I went about my style, I recently vetted my wardrobe.
And I did, too, actually.
Because I was like, there's too much stuff and I don't
She's
wear
bored
a lot
of us.
It.
We're so boring.
So, I chose three. There's, like, three categories. One, all black. Like, cool all black stuff. Not, like, shabby. This is just because I don't feel like wearing anything.
Well, you need to have some shabby clothes that do not fit your aesthetic so that you can wear clothes for shit. You know?
Secondly, kidcore kind of cute stuff, like overalls, dresses, and whatever. The shirt, for example. It's, like, kink adjacent, and like you wouldn't notice, but if someone saw you, they might be like, oh hey, I know what you're into. And then the third one, I keep forgetting what the third one is, but it was
your,
like,
Jessica Simpson,
it was
heels.
Another something, maybe it was like cunty, like flashy and cunty, like, because I have so many bags. Ooh, I should bring my bag swap.
We should do an accessory swap. Because I have that Kate Spade bag that I need.
But I find cool limited edition bags at thrift stores all the time.
Hey, maybe even
people,
I should start.
People don't recognize. Oh, mama!
It was terrible.
If you buy property, we can start a store.
If I buy what
property? Brick and mortar.
Where am I supposed to start buy property?
Past the 50s. No,
I don't think they want two white fags out there opening a vintage clothing store.
On Malcolm
store.
X Park. Bitch T.
Bitch Tina.
Oh,
Clock Tina.
That's what I said. I said
Are
Clock Tina.
Are we going soon or staying for a while?
Oh, what time
What's
is it?
What's the...
This is, I don't want to rush you, but I probably should go soon.
It's 8:57.
We should take her
home. Well, yeah,
can I stop pausing? Can I pause so I can look up some shoes? It's almost an hour.
Yeah.